So you play Rusty Russell, who saw coaching these sort of forgotten boys. I think it really comes off like he saw this as a calling.
That's exactly how I saw Rusty, as I kind of learned more about him. He was just this kind, decent man who, yeah, he'd left a prestigious school in Tyler with a prestigious football program to go to Fort Worth and take over this Masonic orphanage as a teacher and a coach. As I began to learn more about him, I did think of him as kind of a saintly guy. Like, gosh, they just don't make him like this anymore.
We should note that Russell was a true football innovator. He's credited with creating what's known as the spread offense, which is to say, basically he had a big hand in turning the game into this fairly balanced mix of running the ball and passing the ball that we see today.
Football, you know, in that era leading up to Rusty, I think it had been more of that, just kind of that 3 yards in a cloud of dust, that kind of Red Grange, where it was almost more like rugby almost, to where Rusty kind of turned it into more of this modern day approach.
One of my favorite parts about watching movies that are based on true stories is when you get to the credits and they tell you all about what became of the people in the movie. And it's really something to see how these boys all grew up to become, you know, decorated World War II veterans or professors. What's your sense of what they learned from playing on this team and from spending time with Coach Russell?
I do think Rusty had to have, you know, helped these kids immeasurably. You know, and this was, I keep thinking back to, this was a tougher time, where it's not like today where people are talking about their feelings and things like, you know, not bullying people and treating people like with respect. I think, you know, this is like the era of, like, you know, guys standing at the California state line blocking the road into California because they don't want Okies showing up out in California. So it's not as if it was this kind of kinder, gentler, sweeter time back then. I think it was a lot more rough and tumble. So I think that's why somebody like Rusty would have kind of stood out and had such an impact on these boys, because he was so dignified and decent and treated them, with respect and love.
I think you make a good point, too, that these are kids that didn't really have an expectation that their lives were going to turn into anything special.
Fort Worth was kind of the end of the line for these orphans, where there would be these kind of orphan trains, they say, back during the Depression, where they would kind of move, you know, from the east out west, and, you know, kids would get adopted along the way. So a lot of these boys were, you know, they weren't, you know, babies, you know, they were, you know, 8 or 10 or 12 or 14. And for whatever reasons, you know, their families would have kind of disintegrated, or, you know, just not been there, where their parents just couldn't raise them. So, yeah, it's pretty unbelievable that they were able to just kind of keep fighting and just to stay alive. And just the luck of someone like, of a place like this Masonic, you know, orphanage in Fort Worth, kind of just being there to kind of be the last stop and kind of the last chance for these, not just boys, but, you know, girls too.
Luke Wilson, it was great talking to you. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes to talk about 12 Mighty Orphans.
Thank you, Stephen.